It's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Burn Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Burn Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. By the way, we got a text earlier that I didn't get to that was talking about how the Astros and Dodgers play next week. Could we potentially have a Keuchel Kershaw matchup? Along those lines, I thought we'd take a brief minute of the High School Report to share some Astros news. George Springer has been cleared to resume baseball activities. No timetable for return yet.
Well, I'd like somebody to clear George Springer to come back and bat 320.
Yeah. So he could be on the way back. So there you go. There's a little bit of news coming out of the Astros as of a couple minutes ago.
They could use it. That was a rough road trip, Aubrey. And I hold myself responsible. I know this is kind of cutting into the high school time, but you know, I didn't make a true inquiry, but I thought about asking Suddenlink about Root Sports. And I think just thinking that I wanted to watch them send them into a tailspin. What was that, a 2-7 road trip or something?
I just
like to fall on my proverbial sword.
Well, I'll blame
sword.
You too, then.
Yeah.
So okay, sounds
I'm sorry.
Good.
I apologize. Forget that I even thought about it.
Oh, man. Know? All right, well, we
watch the Astros go off now. They'll play well with Springer back, and I think the defense has got a portion to do with that as well.
I blame David because his Rangers are the ones that started all the trouble.
Well, and the other part of that, I think what he does for them is what Delino DeShields Jr. has done for the Rangers. So when he's in there, I think they'll be better.
All right. You want to talk some high school sports, Aubrey? Do you mind if
we kind of venture in
that? You know, you're talking about the youth of our community. Well, they're getting going. There's a couple of things that David and I wanted to touch on. We're kind of going into our fall mode for what we do. We usually talk on Fridays about the week that was, what's upcoming, and then do a review on Monday. We just thought we'd catch up today rather than try to bug a football coach who's got a scrimmage today or a volleyball coach who's already started their regular season and is playing in a tournament. We just kind of wanted to catch the listeners up a little bit on what's going on and just talk about where we are, because volleyball is underway and football is so close. And David, let's start with volleyball, because we've already said we've had most of the coaches from the area already on the show, but we said it was going to be a very interesting year, and we're just a week in, and already it's looking that way. The Bryan Lady Vikings certainly grabbed our attention with what they did over at the Huntsville tournament.
Yeah, they did. They jumped off to their 4-0 on the season now, and they got to win over A&M Consolidated to do that. And Larry, I talked to a couple of people today, and some people are talking about how it might be over a decade since the last time they beat the Lady Tigers. I don't remember it. Maybe you do.
No, I don't. I know it's been a while. There have been good matches. You know, Caroline Simpson had some good teams that were very competitive, but I don't remember them winning, because Consolidated has been awfully good. You know, you go back and talk about the last few years. Actually, you could go back to when the current coach or the new coach, Jennifer Kazmersky, was there, and they started winning district championships. But Adam Cornell and Cedrice McMillan, and then last year, Kate Zora, you know, they had a lot of success. So I think it's significant that Brian got that win. There's a couple of things that occur to me that I want to ask you, but I'm just going to, with no warning, just bounce things off of you here. It strikes me as a little bit odd that Consolidated and Bryan would go to a early season tournament at Huntsville, another member of their district, and then Consol and Bryan be put in the same pool.
Yeah, I don't think.
You know, like in it just doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, I don't know. You know, we got used to that last year a little bit in the playoffs because, for example, last year Rudder and Consol and College Station in volleyball were all so good that they eventually, not only did they play each other twice in district, but they eventually ran into each other in the playoffs. But it's just a little odd. It's kind of unusual even for these local schools to go to play in a tournament hosted by a district rival, but then for the Huntsville people to dump both of them in the same pool is interesting. Now, some of that could be new coaches. You know, there's new coaches at both programs. I don't
possibly, but I am surprised by that, too. That's just not something you generally do. You try to separate people from districts. Now, there also was a coaching change at Huntsville, so that might have been where that took place.
A lot of factors. And while we're on the subject of coaching changes, I want to throw another kind of a curve at you here. Last year, you'll remember, after A&M Consolidated made it to the state tournament, the first time since, I think, 85 or 86, it's been a long time. Then Kate Zora coached there 1 year, got that team to the state tournament, and then resigned. And at the time, Kate's message to me and to us was basically that she was looking at other career opportunities. And the way she made that sound, you know, you could say we misinterpreted, but I think we've been around long enough to understand what people are saying. And she made it sound like she was getting out of high school coaching, that she might be at the club level with some kind of a national program or something like that. The other day, I pick up a newspaper. I won't name it because we don't want to, you know, give the competition too much of a boost. But I pick it up and I see Kate Zora is a new coach at Klein High School. Now, when she left here, you know, it was kind of under the premise or the idea that she was going to take a career change, a career move. I don't know if you noticed that she had landed at Klein. That surprise you?
Yeah, a little bit, but I had not seen that. You never know what the twists and turns are on these things.
You know, when she left, you know, we dug and kind of scratched around in the dirt like we're supposed to do, like they pay us the big bucks, and nobody wanted to say very much about why she left. But I find that very interesting. That the very next season, you know, she lands. Matter of fact, the newspaper, the Chronicles, you know, listed Klein, her new school, as one of the teams to watch. I found it interesting that they were not ranked. They were not one of the teams in the rankings. But I just thought I'd throw that out there because, like I said, I mean, she was here for 1 year. She led that program to the state tournament. Then she's gone. And she really left giving us the idea that she was going to do something else. And as it turns out, she's not going to do something else. She's going to do the same thing at a different place for whatever that's worth.
Right. And I don't know. I thought Kate did a good job. She came in and changed the way things were done because she wanted the program to be done the way she wanted it done. And it was different from what Sidiris McMillan had done. And so, but I thought she did a good job. How can you complain about going to state? I thought she did a really good job last year. But I think all the programs are in good hands. You mentioned Caroline Simpson. She was actually up top. I was up at the Bryan Fieldhouse today, and she and new head coach Ashley Davis and Michelle Rios, who's one of the assistant coaches up there, were all talking volleyball on the corner over there. I didn't get near them because I was afraid I would be overwhelmed by the knowledge.
You bring up something interesting, though, David, and we want to finish up with volleyball and talk a little bit of high school football before we finish. But you and I talked about this earlier off the air, but when we had Jennifer Kaczmarski, the new A&M Consolidated coach, on the show recently, and she talked about the volleyball kind of community that she was coming back to.
Right.
She mentioned the fact that Ashley Davis at Bryan was a good coach. We don't know as much about Ashley as we do about Jennifer and Kristen Grimes at College Station, the new coaches, in large part because both of them played at Texas A&M, and of course, particularly because Jennifer's been here before. But you mentioned the 4-0 start, beating Consolidated. I mean, Ashley Davis has got to feel just great about the way she's got her program going right off the bat.
You know, it's a good start, and they did it, got into the gold tournament bracket by winning that pool, so they'll have tough competition tomorrow. So, yeah, I agree with you. That's a good way to get things started. One of the other scores that jumped out at me was St. Joseph winning over Brazos Christian. They don't play each other in district anymore, so that's kind of a big matchup early in the season. And St. Joseph has been down. It's been a rebuilding program there. They've also had a coaching change, and so I would. Again, you can't put too much on these early matches because things are going to change. But it's a good start for St. Joseph as well.
Let's change gears. We've got a couple of minutes left here on the high school report. We're going to make sure and leave plenty of time for the news on a Friday because we don't want anyone from news or Aubrey to be mad at us. But we ought to let the listeners know that we are working diligently. I don't know if that's the best word to use, but you and I are occasionally spinning our wheels, but definitely have the pedal to the metal, working on the preview section for the high school football that will come out the week of the opening game. And Robert and Aubrey were talking when I was driving over here about how soon high school football is going to be here, and I narrowly avoided pulling over into a tree and just trying to yeah. miss the start
just
of it.
Look for an old cut.
But talk about what has stood out to you as you've talked to people, David. We haven't gone through our entire list of 28 or whatever it is teams, but I have had fun. I've talked to some really interesting young men. I told you I went out yesterday to Allen Academy, and we'll write about the Rams, the defending state champions in TCAL. And in doing so, we're going to – the story actually leads with Cody Vega. And, you know, he's really an interesting story, and I don't want to give it all away for the story we have coming up, but he has an interesting background, and it's not what you would think. It's not a silver spoon type thing for a young man at a private school. And then the other thing that's interesting is, you know, I know they're in TCAL, and you take everything within that perspective, but he's just starting his senior year. He has played on 9 state championship teams.
That's
nearly as many as Aubrey had at Kerrville.
he's now getting one for the other thumb.
Yes, he is actually. Yeah. And so it's just interesting. And you know, I talked to TJ Ranizeski with A&M Consolidated, the safety. He's a fun story. There's a lot of people out there. Jake Fryer, the offensive and defensive lineman from Caldwell, I talked to. We saw some of these guys at our photo day. I think if somebody lined me up across from Jake and he had to block, I think the Caldwell running backs might gain 10,000 yards in a season instead of 2,000 yards. But there's a lot of good stories out there, yeah. And we want to let the listeners know because we're working on that. And you have been doing the same thing, but that's around the corner.
I took just a slight break from it today to go out and look at the new football field that they have now put at Rutter, the new turf field that they put down. Got a new Bryan ISD logo, if you haven't seen it, which is pretty cool with the Rangers and the Vikings both on it, and got a State of Texas in the background. They just got that thing down today, so I think the Rangers are going to work out this afternoon on that turf. Bryan actually got off the turf today. They had their photos this morning, and they worked out on grass for a little bit cooler. It was hot on the turf. I will say that. Going out there, the turf is going to be blistering hot if that's where the Rangers are going to be working out today. But they've been working out on turf, too. They've already had that half field over there they've been doing. Now they got a full football field that has now been put down, is ready to be played on, and it looks good. It's hot, but it looks good.
And it's worth noting, you got things coming up next week. On Monday, they're at Monday at 6, Rutter's going to have the Meet the Rangers. Got some stuff going on this weekend we ought to mention to people. It's the Night in the Jungle for A&M Consolidated. That's going to be going on tonight over at Tigerland. They'll have pep rally, autographs, a practice that'll really amount to a scrimmage. And then something pretty similar to that, I think, tomorrow morning over at College Station. So people have a chance to get out there and get a look. A lot the smaller schools in our area, without
scrimmaging.
Exception or scrimmaging today. I talked to coaches who are on the way to scrimmage or coming back from scrimmage.
Not all small schools, because Brenham was scrimmaging in Manville today. What a good scrimmage that is.
Right. So it's coming around. We just wanted to let the listeners know we're going to give the time back to news that we've stolen over the – how long have we been on the air now, Aubrey? About 6 or 7 years?
seems like it sometimes, yeah.
Anyway, so that's an update, Aubrey. The volleyball's going big time, full speed ahead, and football's getting awfully close. And David and I, as best we can, will try to keep our readers and our listeners apace with all that.
Hey, we're already looking forward to it. There's only, think about it this way, there's only one more Friday show until the season starts. So you got that going for you, Larry.
Well, If you were trying to ruin David and I's weekend and make us worried and upset and fretful, then you just knocked it out of the park right there.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. That was today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.